Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's always shipped on time. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is sponsored by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. When it comes to selling on eBay, how many times have I used that phrase? There's nothing more basic than listing. And with us now to outline the summer updates changes to listing policy are Linda Cornelson. She's the Senior Manager for Global Seller Trust. And Shan Vosseller, he's the Director of Product Management, Tech B2C Selling.
And we have a third person.
And the third person is joining us on the phone, and that is
Chris Von Wagner, Senior Manager in seller experience.
So this is a tsunami
of
guests ready to answer your questions. So let's start with Linda. Linda, why is eBay making these changes to the listing policies?
Yeah, so I actually think it's a continuation of a journey we've been trying to accomplish with listings specifically. We know we've got a lot of colorful and a lot of history in the listings framework, which is not a bad thing, but we do know that things are changing from a buyer perspective. They're using mobile more often. They're not doing things like scrolling through pages and pages to dig into the details. They're really trying to get in, shop quickly, and make decisions quickly. And to help them make those changes, we need to make sure that the listings themselves perform as sort of as positive as possible, which means we've got to kind of reduce the noise. And so from my perspective, at least on the trust side, that's why you see us asking our sellers to make some changes on what they put in their descriptions.
I guess buyers are simply not taking the time to read paragraph after paragraph after paragraph of text. It's an anathema to actual e-commerce.
Yeah, and it's very unique, right? Anywhere else that you shop, you don't actually expect to read a page and a half full of detail before you make that purchasing decision.
They don't even do it.
They don't do it, and they don't particularly want to do it. So we're just kind of nudging our sellers in the direction, taking things out like links and contact information and structuring them in a way that our sellers will know where to, or our buyers will know where to find the information they need it, but really cleaning up those listings.
So can you give us an example of how one of those changes would help us as a seller?
Most definitely. So with contact information, I know it doesn't seem as obvious as one would think, but if you nest contact information in your item description, a buyer generally doesn't find it, right? So while in your mind as a seller, you might think, oh, I've included all my business information inside my listings, and so I'm really easy to find. But what our buyers are effectively trained to do are use the contact seller feature that we've developed on the platform.
Exactly.
Particularly if you use mobile, which you can see there's just a single button that says contact the seller, and that's the channel in which they're used to actually reaching out to sellers. And so if we start, convincing our sellers and our buyers that yes, there is a single point of contact that you can utilize on our platform, then it actually helps them in the long term, because then buyers don't seem to be confused about how they can get a hold of the seller when they're actually transacting.
And there's also the point that because it's our own in-house messaging system, we can access it, and we can, if there's a dispute or any confusion or there's something contentious, and it's in my messages, that way we can use that as backup in case we need to be stepping in to assist.
Absolutely.
With a phone call directly to the seller or an email directly to the seller, there's no way we can use that.
It's a bit of a black box. Exactly. And it's kind of scary. I mean, we generally don't have, huge problems in that area. But using the eBay messaging system actually helps kind of close the loop for us. And so if you're thinking about things on seller protections or eBay money back guarantee, as long as you're on our messaging platform, we're able to track and record that information and use it in decision making or even, further evidence if you're reporting some issues with a particular buyer or seller. So it's good to keep it on the platform, because we're able to help our customers a lot better that way.
So part of this is this ongoing effort that we have for building out what we call structured data. It's the eBay catalog. Shan, why is it important for eBay to build its catalog, and how does that benefit me as a seller? I mean, I can understand maybe as a buyer, but what benefit to the seller?
Sure. So I think there's a couple of different things that benefit sellers from the catalog. First of all, it's just reduced time to list. With just a few pieces of information, maybe even just a UPC or other unique identifier, somebody can take advantage of the description, the item specifications, the images that are with an item. So it just makes listing time much faster. We've seen our data actually prove this out. When people adopt the catalog, their listings complete faster and there's a higher completion rate. Secondly, this helps us with our SEO efforts and with off eBay marketing that eBay provides to our selling community. So Google paid advertisements and inclusion in product search, organic search traffic that you get from Google and Bing and other sources, all benefit from having that structured catalog data, and that helps with the ranking overall of eBay pages and searches that people do for different products. So, it also helps power the experiences that we have in Seller Hub, so you can learn about who else is selling that product on eBay, what are they pricing it at, what are they offering for shipping, you know, where do you rank against them, what is the going price for that in the marketplace. And so, again, it really helps in that sense for sellers to just be more aware of the overall inventory that is on the marketplace. And then lastly, it really is foundational to a lot of work that we're doing in our buying experiences, but that does help sellers because it helps drive additional traffic. And we do want to drive more traffic to sellers. And so the browse pages that we've been creating, the product pages that are linked from those browse pages all benefit from sellers adopting that structured data, and then sellers who do adopt it will benefit from the traffic coming from them.
I have to say, as a buyer, those times that I've come across in a search a product page that I know is based on our catalog and structured data, as a buyer, it just makes it's so much easier to make a decision and a purchase than having to go through 1,000 listings, many of which may not be relevant if it's just keywords, because they're, you know, that's unstructured.
That's right.
I'm going to ask the next question of Chris on the phone. Hi,
yeah,
Chris.
Yeah, hi, Chris.
So, hello.
Chris, so as a seller, am I not allowed to have any links in my listings?
So I don't know specifically about the links. I'm actually focused very much on some of the things that Shan talked about around enhancing the shared reputation that our sellers have on the site by leveraging the eBay catalog. And there's just, I think that there's so much opportunity in sharing the images that we're procuring as sellers to really enhance that reputation. I don't think that's something that that folks think a whole lot about. But when a buyer, to Griff's point, when a buyer comes to the site to buy something, they're not just presented with the listings that you've created as a seller. They're presented with a number of different listings from sellers from all sorts of different backgrounds. And so, as Shan so eloquently talked about, you know, the goal with structured data and making some of these changes to kind of enhance our shared reputation with sellers, it allows for these enhanced buyer experiences as they're looking across the items on the site.
Well, thank you. That's all very exciting.
Yeah.
So can I ask Linda the question?
I think Linda's probably got that answer, don't you?
As a seller, am I not allowed to have any links in my listings?
So the answer is no, right? So in general, we say you can't include links in your listings if they're taking the customer off platform. We have a couple of exceptions that we've included, and it's primarily driven because we know that there are some probably some product shortcomings or some features that our sellers would like us to have before we sort of eliminate links to them. And the exceptions we've got are for product videos specifically, as well as for freight shipping services, because we know that a lot of our customers use freight shipping services for calculating estimated freight costs as well as arranging freight shipping. So those two are exceptions that will remain for links. But otherwise, if the link is driving a customer off eBay, sort of regardless of where it's landing, it will not be allowed. So it is a tightening of the policy.
Yeah, and I think it makes sense. I know as a seller, I stopped using links many years ago to anything, only because I saw the data that when a buyer clicks on a link, they're sometimes less likely to come back to your listing, and who wants that? So I see the smartness in this. I think for some people, they may have been, you know, I've had links for years. It's helping my buyer. I don't think it is helping your buyers.
Yeah, and one of the other permitted uses is to link to your own store. So we still mm-hmm. allow links to your own store. And then just one other thing to add too is there's a little bit of a nuance now as well in how you build those links. There's a little bit of a piece of code that we are asking sellers to add. It's not something they have to do right away in 24 hours, but that makes that link open up in a new browser window. There's some longer term benefits to taking that approach.
Right. Because they can get back to the page a lot faster.
That's right. That's right.
So when do these changes go into effect?
So I'll talk about the links policy changes.
Oh, yes, please. Yeah.
But then I know, Shan, you'll probably give more details on the formatting piece.
Perhaps. Sure.
Yeah, and I have a whole set of questions on those. So.
I know, it's confusing. So the policy won't take effect until September of this year. So we're trying to give enough time for our sellers to go in and make some changes to their templates, how they're using the links, any contact information, kind of cleaning them out before we do anything to help them kind of move that along from a migration perspective. So September is the time frame that they should be looking for.
So there are some, speaking of links, there are some links that are internal, like somebody says, visit my eBay mm-hmm. store, and those are okay.
They will always be okay.
But we have to have that little special formatting. It says target equals blank.
Underscore blank.
Underscore blank.
Yes, yeah. I know we're all talking like software developers now.
And it's not target equals new window, which is kind of the same thing.
Yeah, but most eBay sellers know a little HTML.
They know a little bit.
A little yeah. bit.
Because we've taught them.
Yes.
we're very good at that. So.
Yeah, so that piece is something you can do it through a couple different steps of find and replace. There's information we provide in the announcements and in some of the follow-on communications that went out today. It's something that we will bridge the solution for the remainder of the year, but early next year is when we're going to require sellers okay. to take responsibility for that.
We're going to take a short break and come back to both Sean, Chris, and Linda, and your questions here at 888-723-4630. This segment was sponsored by ReplyManager.com. Stay tuned. You're listening to eBay Radio.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeak can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeak gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeak not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeak's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeak helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeak. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk's got the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top-branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case, bulk.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 410.
An eBay store is a rite of passage for every eBay seller. Gladys Ramos is known on eBay as Token Collection, all one word, and explains why you need an eBay store.
There's the savings associated with it. There's all the benefits associated with it. There's all the tools associated with it. Besides that, you set yourself apart from other sellers. Buyers feel more confident buying from sellers with a store because they know that they're there for the long haul. They're not the fly-by-night sellers. You give your buyer a place to shop, you know, a landing page with your branding, which makes it more memorable. And you never have to sit there and wait for a free listing promo that may or may not come.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, where the host does his darndest. But life isn't always perfect now, is it? Here's Griff.
Hi, and this open phone segment is brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. Our guests, Linda Cornielsen, Sean Vossler, and Chris Von Wagger, have stayed with us to answer questions. 888-723-4630. I repeat that Linda is eBay Senior Manager for Global Seller Trust. Sean is the Director of Product Management, Tech, and Chris...
Senior Manager, Seller Experience.
And together they can answer your questions. I have a question about something that came up.
Okay,
it's in
and then,
the update.
Then we have...
This is an important question.
Then we have a caller and a chat room
right.
person and an email.
Okay, so there's some discussion about what is called the secure protocol for hypertext protocols, HTTPS. What is it, and why is eBay making yet another announcement about item description edits around HTTPS?
HTTPS is a secure protocol that's used by web pages and just traffic between a mobile app or a web browser and the services and the cloud, whatever you want to call it, that they talk to, that keeps that information encrypted so that somebody can't intercept it and find out what's going on. eBay has been using it for a very long time for sign-in, for payment, for anything where we're collecting sensitive information. So it's something that we've already been using quite a bit. However, the entire internet over the last few years, but more recently, really the last few months, has been moving to everything being served over this protocol, regardless of whether it's a credit card or a totally innocuous, you know, web page or an image or something like
picture
that.
Picture of your cat.
Everything is going over this protocol.
An eBay listing page.
Exactly. Right. So we are going to be, and already have been working on this, but we're going to convert all of eBay, all of it, to HTTPS. And as a part of that, we're going to need to move some of the content that sellers today put into their item descriptions when they have their own images or they use a CSS, a cascading style sheet, hosted outside of eBay, which, again, isn't super, super common, but it is something that sellers, usually with a third-party template or something like that, will use. We'll need to move those things, those images, those CSS files, videos, if they're including the new HTML5 video we talked about, over to HTTPS so that we can take the entire item page and the entire mobile app and so on and bring all of that forward to this HTTPS protocol. And this is something really timing-wise, I know it's a challenging thing with lots of asks coming to sellers that's not something lost on any of us. This is something that Google, Firefox, and Mozilla, Apple, and other vendors have been talking about.
Microsoft.
And Microsoft have been mandating. And in fact, Google literally just, I think last week now, made their announcement that they're going to start showing insecure in the title bar when a page is not HTTPS, regardless of the page. And so, as you might imagine, that would be pretty bad for buyers to see not secure on a page on eBay. And so as part of that, we are working with sellers to and with partners as well to help with that migration to HTTPS. Mm-hmm. We'll have a little bit more to say in terms of additional things that we'll do to ease that transition process. But sellers and partners can start today by migrating those images or CSS files to an HTTPS-enabled web server. It's SSL, et cetera, a web host would be very, very familiar with, or a third-party partner would be very, very familiar with. It's not a new concept, and should be pretty straightforward for them to do.
So let's take the question that we have.
Sherry from San Jose, California, my little general store on eBay. Hi, Sherry. What's your question or comment?
Hi, guys. I've had this question on one of the Facebook groups, and I thought it would be a good one to ask. If I take a photo myself and then upload it to my listing, then essentially it is considered eBay property, and they can use it if they choose for the eBay catalog, thus allowing all other sellers the ability to use my photo. This concerns me in some categories and possibly all. I feel my photos I take really stand out and compared to my other competitors. And I had return buyers say they knew the listing was mine because of the way the photo was taken. So she's concerned that her photos are part of her branding, and she's concerned that if people can use it. So can you cover that? I know we talked about it yesterday, but could you cover it in more detail?
Thank you, Sherry.
Yeah, I'm not sure if our guest could answer that question. You can?
Yeah, I'd be happy to speak to
Chris.
It.
Okay, Chris.
Yeah, so I think that the reason we're making this change is exactly for the reasons that that you brought up. I think that there's such a disparity in experiences that buyers have when they come to the platform. We want to up-level all the experiences, right, so that, that buyers can make a decision as to which products they want to purchase, and that the eBay reputation or sellers' reputations are very much in line with the expectations that our buyers have. So I had a conversation with a fashion seller a few years back, and they were actually concerned in a slightly different way, in that they were selling luxury handbags, and they invested a lot of money and a lot of time in taking these images. But when their listings were presented alongside other listings that had been created on the site for maybe similar items, there wasn't the same care that was taken with those images. And so it actually ended up eroding some of the trust that that buyers had in the products that this fashion seller was selling. And so I think that our goal through catalog and through structured data is, again, to take that shared reputation that we have with the sellers on our site and see if we can up-level the experience that buyers have. I think it's important to also keep in mind that
Chris, we're out of time, I'm afraid, so we got to end this hour. But thank you for the answer, and Sherry, thank you for the question. This open phone segment was brought to you by Adisha. Thanks both to Linda and Sean as well. We'll be back with our second hour after this on eBay Radio.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Garigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Hi, Susie.
What can I do for you?
I've got this package to mail, and I heard you've got a post office on your desktop.
You must be talking about Stamps.com. Come on in. Stamps.com imports orders from all my selling channels into one interface, then uploads tracking automatically, and I can batch print multiple labels for as many packages as I have orders.
How much will I owe you for shipping my package?
Stamps.com actually saves me money with the lowest available USPS rates.
I'll pay you cash.
With Stamps.com, I use my PayPal debit card to buy postage, so I get 1% cash back every time I ship. Now, let's weigh your package with the free 5-pound scale I got for trying Stamps.com. Get your free scale for the cost of shipping and handling at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Where?
Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Now let's weigh that package.
If you've been relying on TurboLister to manage your listings on eBay, or even if you haven't, we have two words for you, and they're not happy birthday. Those two words are 6-bit software. 6-bit software has always been the best and most powerful application available for managing your business right from your desktop. Now it's better than ever. 6-bit lets you create listings offline, like you did with TurboLister, so even a slow internet connection won't bog you down. And just like TurboLister, 6-bit stores your item info forever. 6-bit also lets you organize your listings into folders. Plus, it does a whole bunch of other cool stuff that TurboLister never dreamed of, including multi-channel selling. Best of all, 6-bit comes in 3 different versions, so you can choose the one that suits the size of your business. Try 6-bit software free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.